Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Last week, we talked about one of the rites of spring, the enjoyment of spring lamb. Today, we'd like to cover another harbinger of the season, and that would be spring peas. Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, the sweet little green pea, I think, is the very embodiment of the tenderness of this season.
I know, and I love them. I mean, especially when they're fresh, they're so sweet. And
yeah.
Of course, the size adds a unique textural element to anything you put them in, which kind of is a lot of fun also.
Yeah, and although I will use frozen peas,
they freeze really well. I mean, the starch stays tight, and it's one of the few things I'm comfortable with as a frozen product, but
I think the texture of the truly tender, fresh pea is just so good.
Mm-hmm.
This is more like a heads-up show because these will be coming in a few weeks.
We should be seeing the pea tendrils in the market right now. Those are the very tender shoots with that little tendril that has that sort of violin top curl.
Yeah.
And those are great. The taste is more of on a green side than a true green pea taste.
Mm-hmm.
But the texture is lovely and they're delicate. They go great on top of as garnishes or in salads and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those will definitely be in the market. But the peas may be a week or two off.
Now, I think there's been an evolution over the centuries about how people regard peas.
Mm-hmm.
They dry extremely well.
Yeah.
And dried peas have been a staple for
I think
millennia.
That's how they were truly enjoyed in the old days.
Yeah.
Very rarely were they ate fresh, mostly dried.
And we know that little nursery rhyme, peas, porridge, pot, and all that.
Right.
That was a porridge actually made with those dried peas.
Dried peas, sure.
But during the late 1700s, early 1800s, in both England and France, there developed this almost cult, this reverential feeling about the fresh new peas.
Sure.
I remember Brillat Savarin wrote a long dissertation about the enjoyment of the first peas of the spring. And I think they're right on there because it's just wonderful.
You know, they're very easy to shuck too. Opposed to like late in the season when we're dealing with all the different beans, pole beans and things. Peas, you know, a quick pinch and a string down and you're done. All the peas come out and you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've been around the world, and I can tell you, peas are ubiquitous.
Of course.
And, you know, one of my favorite versions, believe it or not, are the so-called mushy peas that you get in England. It's an accompaniment with fish and chips.
Yeah.
And they're really, really great. But let's not forget a couple of the cousins that work their way into a lot of recipes around the world, the snow pea and the snap pea.
Right. They don't develop actually seeds truly in the pod. We eat the pods of these. And so that is a similar flavor but completely different textural component because whereas the pea has this subtle little pop in the mouth and you get that burst of flavor, these are quite crunchy and actually should be served that way. I hate when people overcook snap peas and those things so they become mushy. These are things that end up being thrown in the last seconds of a stir-fry dish.
Exactly.
Even raw in salads, they're great because of that crisp and crunch.
That's right. I've looked up a few recipes. We talked about last week about the shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
We'll put one of those in there.
Of course.
I found a lovely recipe for pea and barley soup, which I think would be really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one is a kind of a salad of spring peas, snap peas, dates, and walnuts, and has all three of the peas in there.
Yeah.
Really a lot of fun. I'll put those on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.